Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is launching a formal incident review board to evaluate this month's false alarm active shooter incident. Unsubstantiated reports of a shooter at Wright-Patterson Medical Center August 2nd triggered an immediate lockdown of base facilities and an emergency response from multiple city, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. Officials from the 88th Air Base Wing say the review board will examine all aspects of the false alarm incident. This will include reviewing the emergency response prompted by an initial 911 call just after 12:30 August 2nd. Other 911 calls were also made to surrounding police departments, including the Fairborn Police. At the time, active shooter training drills were underway on base. At least three police departments say they were not aware of the scheduled trainings. During the several-hour lockdown, officials say a member of Wright-Patt's security team discharged a weapon to open a locked hospital door. Base officials say the review board will not investigate the weapons discharge. That part of the investigation is being handled by the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. Congressman Mike Turner is expected to attend a meeting with off-base first responders at Wright-Patt Wednesday morning. Turner had requested a briefing in the days following the active shooter false alarm. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.